Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. It's actually 1:34 p.m. here, but it's always morning somewhere. It's 50 degrees. It's a pleasant day. It's mostly cloudy, but there's some blue sky up there. Hey, long time no see. Or speak, or see, or whatever. Say. Whatever. This is going to be kind of a trial run. I took the picture and everything. I'm having to relearn how this works. I've pretty much forgotten my process. And it's going to take me some doing to get it together again. But I've been walking the loop for a whole week. This is my second week walking the whole loop outside. I was doing 2 miles a day on the treadmill at 3 miles an hour. Did that for a couple weeks. And then started walking outside. Walking outside it was a lot harder. So I did the 1 mile loop for a couple weeks, and then I've done the 2 mile loop. And it's not, the big obstacle isn't, I hope, isn't the actual walking. I've got enough leg now. I'll talk about that in a minute. I've got enough leg now to make it around. I've got enough breath to make it around. The question in my mind at the moment is whether or not my mouth will work that long. One of the side effects of the treatment is suppression of the salivary glands. So I got no spit. And while that doesn't, it doesn't sound like a big deal until you got no spit. If you've ever woken in the morning with dry mouth, you get an idea of what it's like. But unlike waking in the morning with dry mouth, you work your tongue around a little bit and it'll come back. Not necessarily the case. And when you know it, I forgot my lozenges this morning. Darn. Alright, well, this is a practice run. Let's see how it goes. I have some biotin tablets that I can take that help. The downside is that they're lozenges, and so I have to have them in my mouth. And because they're lozenges, they coat my lips, which is not helpful. At any rate, hi. At the moment, I seem to be cancer-free. The radiation every day for 7 weeks from early June to the end of July, along with weekly chemo, followed by about 8 weeks of real misery. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you can hear them. I'm about to be overflown by geese. This is what I missed. I'm grinning like an idiot. Yes, log geese. So yeah, for about 4 months, while I was getting the treatment, it wasn't bad. As soon as they stopped, those next 2 months were really bad. And for a long time afterwards, I had brain fog. Oh, here's more. I basically sat on a couch. I would get up in the morning and go to the, well, actually I wouldn't even get up in the morning because most of the time I was sleeping on the couch. And I'd be on the couch all day reading. Book a day, sometimes two. I even remember some of them. But I started playing Ark Survival again. And that really helped. As I was playing and learned a bunch of new techniques and figured out a bunch of new things, and every time I did, a little bit of the brain fog cleared. And before I knew it, I was thinking about Ishmael and the new trilogy, and trying to figure out what the breaks were. Where did it? I had an idea of where they were, and I'd marked them up last spring, but then life happened and I didn't get to them. So I started working on them a little bit. I brought the files up so that they were on the laptop I was using upstairs on the couch. That I was using at the table. That was the other thing. It was somewhere around the end of June, eating became something of a problem. And so the food tube that they put in, the feeding tube that they put in the end of May, got put into use. And for about 4 months, the only thing I took in terms of nourishment was this liquid formula that I fill up a gravity bag, and plug in my tube, and sit for half an hour until it ran into me. And that worked pretty well. But the only thing that went in my mouth was water. Not even coffee. I was like 4 or 5 months without coffee. Which, I'll be honest, I didn't miss it. I was so miserable anyway that not having coffee didn't really move the needle. And by the time I was at the point where I could have it again, I wasn't really craving it the way that I was before. So the addiction had died. I'm pleased to report that the addiction is back. not as bad as it was. But I have a cup, maybe two in the morning. Mostly for comfort. My mouth is still very sensitive to things like hot. Both spicy hot and temperature hot. I burn easily. It's getting better. But I still don't have much in the way of taste buds. That was the other big casualty of the treatment, was bombarding my tongue with radiation. Kind of did a number on the taste buds. They tell me I'll get it back, or at least they tell me I'll get some of it back. I have some of it back now. I can taste a little bit. Textures matter more than taste at this point, because I have no spit. Chewing is a challenge. So I have a big 2-cup tankard of water that goes with me everywhere but out here. And as long as I have water going in with the food, or some sort of liquid, milk, something, then, it goes down okay. Mostly. Some doesn't. Oh, I'm coming up on it. Get ready to say it with me. Monk post. It's not the first time I've slapped that this month. It's the first time I've done it with ya. Oh, it feels good. So anyway, once the brain fog started to clear, I started working on getting Ishmael back on the road. And I think I'm into my fourth or maybe fifth, second draft of this first book, because it didn't work for me. I gave it to somebody to read. And they said, yeah, they liked it. And the feedback was basically confirming what I knew about the story, was that it didn't actually work as a story. And it took a lot of fiddling. I took a lot of messing around to figure out why. And I think I've got it. I think I've got a reasonable approach now. So every day, every morning, I put a little work into bringing the next Ishmael book along. I do a little work in filling out my story Bible for all of it. I've finished all the Ishmael books. I've finished Natalia and Zoya's books. I'm working on Dark Knight Station now. It still leaves the Tanith stories and the Shaman's Tales. I've had several people say they'd like to see the story Bible. I've been working with Obsidian Markdown. It's an application, Obsidian MD, that allows you to make notes they must be really called cards, but you make notes, and you can put them in a folder. You can link them, you can hyperlink them across notes, so link this note to that note. And you can hashtag them. So you can put multiple notes under hashtag that gives you the opportunity to find them within a variety of different contexts. And that sounds really cool until you look at the folders where this is all stored. And realize there's hundreds of notes. There's notes for characters. There's notes for places. Some of the ships have notes. So there's very little. Each of the novels has a note. There's very little in the novel's note. It talks about what the story is about. Although I've put in the Amazon product descriptions in them. Yeah, my mouth is drying out now. This is a point where I would really like to have one of my Biotines. But so I work a little bit on my story Bible. I work a little bit on the new book. I've been writing a haiku a day. The other thing that has helped me beat the brain fog, in addition to playing Ark Survival, is I had an account on Mastodon years ago, April 2017, and I made two posts, and then it said, there wasn't anything happening. There wasn't anything that I could see going on, and there weren't that many people there. So I sort of set it aside, forgot about it. Luckily, I kept the password, login credentials. And it was late November. I logged in again. About the time Twitter was melting down. First melting down. And started playing around. Started finding people. And the second week in December, after seeing these haiku prompts all the time, I'm trying to think what I wanted for after cancer. And one of the things I wanted was to not mindlessly replace what I had. So I lost a lot of weight. I lost like 35, 40 pounds. And the last thing I want to do is to lard back up with 35 or 40 pounds and put it back. What I'd prefer to do is maybe pick up 10 pounds of muscle. And so that's the impetus behind getting the walking going. I need to get some more core. I need to get some more upper body. It's hard for me to stand up for this amount of time because my my core muscles are so weak, my back is so weak, that I tire easily. Walking by the park now. This kid's playing the new gazebo. The new playground is up. They didn't put the gazebo back, but they've got an expanded playground here. It's really quite nice. The park itself is all brown. Trees aren't really, starting to bud up, I guess. I'm looking over at them now. But I wanted to build back better. Sound familiar? I wanted not to just default back to where I was. So when it came time for New Year's resolutions, somebody was talking about, who was it? It was Darusha Wayne was talking about word of the year. The focus word to kind of, not so much as act as a New Year's resolution, but sort of guide the activities of the coming year. And I had so much I have to rebuild. But it comes down to three dimensions: body, mind, and spirit. Easy dog.
No.
Be
nice. Good.
And so the word of the year, if I haven't shared it with you, you haven't seen where I have shared it yet, is juggle. So every day I juggle a little bit. I should probably start juggling physically, but juggle body, exercise, sleep, eat, juggle mind, writing, analyzing. I've written a bunch of essays about writing and publishing and marketing. And spirit, which is where the haiku comes in. It's a little morning meditation where I have a prompt every day, and I have to write three lines about that prompt. That's been an interesting challenge. But guess what? I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.